what's PII and how to protect it in emails. The article highlights that when people place online orders or use digital services, they share more than money. They also provide sensitive personal data known as personally identifiable information, PII. PII includes details that can identify an individual, such as names, addresses, social security numbers, and passport details, direct identifiers, as well as gender, IP addresses, and medical information, indirect identifiers. With the growing dependency on digital platforms for activities like job applications, banking, subscriptions, and travel, sharing PII online has become unavoidable. The rise in cyber threats makes transmitting such sensitive information over email increasingly risky. Email, once a simple communication tool, now plays a central role in business and daily operations. But its widespread use and vulnerabilities make it a dangerous medium for sharing PII. The article outlines key risks. Manual error. Sending sensitive data to the wrong person, forwarding email chains containing PII, or falling for phishing emails can expose information. Transmission risk. Unencrypted emails travel through multiple servers and can be intercepted on unsecured networks. Storage vulnerability. Emails persist in inboxes, backups, and devices for years, increasing exposure if devices are hacked or stolen. Impersonation threats. Attackers can spoof domains and send fake emails from banks, HR, or executives. Without SPF, DKIM, and DMARC, organizations are more prone to such impersonation. Lifecycle vulnerability. PII in emails is at risk during creation, transmission, storage, and disposal. To protect PII, the article recommends sharing such data only when absolutely necessary and using secure portals instead of email. It stresses the importance of end-to-end encryption, deploying SPF, DKIM, and DMARC for authentication, maintaining strong email hygiene, MFA strong passwords, deleting old emails, and conducting regular training to reduce human error.